America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. The phone number. The day after the NFL trade deadline, and one that was shockingly quiet by Howie Rosen. So much to get to. Set you in or join us 1 hour from now. Nick Sirianni's weekly press conference. A What If Wednesday. It's a Popeyes Wednesday. Elliot later in the show. And, of course, it is Cowboy Week. And ComboCon. We'll tell you about our big prize we're giving away. 215-592-9494. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philly. And you know, I just found out today, this morning as a matter of fact, that the Isley Brothers are from Cincinnati, Ohio. I never knew that. And that's one of my favorite groups ever. Never knew they were from Cincinnati.
Just like Ohio, just like you.
Yeah, did not know that. Cincinnati, like Ike, did not know that they were from Cincinnati.
So wait, who's the more famous people from Cincinnati?
Oh, it got to be the Isley.
Yeah, sorry, Ike. All right, we got a lot to get to today. Your phone calls here. And Hugh, there's... You know, yesterday we walked out of the studio at 2 o'clock and the Eagles hadn't done anything yet. And I think you said off air to Spike and Ike the idea like, well, they're not doing anything. And,
yeah.
and they were like, well, we got 2 hours. And I think we all felt that.
Yeah, they were mad
that.
When I said
well,
that.
Because, well, they had a show to do.
My bad, though.
But you guess what? You were right. They weren't doing anything. The Eagles went the entire trade deadline without doing anything. I mean, not even picking up a backup at a position. We talk about backup running back, backup offensive line. They just... adding something to help put this team over the top. And look, I'm not shocked because we didn't have one complete area of obvious need. There wasn't one glaring hole, but I am very surprised at Howie Roseman. And I would call yesterday a failure by him. You know, I'm looking at the NFL today, and every team in the NFL that entered yesterday at 6-2 or better, right? The best teams record-wise in the NFL at 6-2 or better. Obviously, you got a 7-1 team, you got an 8-0 team, but 6-2 or better, the Eagles are in that category. They all added. They all did something except the Philadelphia Eagles. The Chiefs added Hopkins and Uche, the pass rusher. The Lions added Za'Darius Smith. Buffalo, obviously, a week ago or so, added Amari Cooper. Yesterday, the Commanders, the direct competition in this division to win the division, have a home playoff game, added Marshawn Lattimore. The Steelers added a pass rusher and a wide receiver. And then I got the Eagles, and they did nothing. 215-592-9494. I consider yesterday a failure by Howie Roseman. It felt a little bit like if we don't, we don't. Like, hey, yeah, we're pretty good right now, but if we don't do something special this year, oh well. It was an odd and bizarre trade deadline from an executive, Hugh, that is always aggressive. Every year they're in it. Howie does something. And they don't all work out, right? Robert Quinn didn't do much.
Yeah.
Kevin Byard last year called his own team meetings, and that was weird. But they also have worked out before, like Jay Ajayi in 2017. I was surprised at Howie. And I think yesterday, considering how well they've played the last month, I would consider it a failure by Howie not to approve the team. Hugh, where did you think? Where did you come down on all this?
You know what? I don't consider it a failure, Joe. I look at it more so trying to understand what I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what we don't know is what the Eagles were thinking. But what I do know is that this defense is playing better. And I would even make the argument that offensively, we have the weapons where we have not reached our potential. Now, there was a Jahan Dotson sighting this weekend.
Like
it was
Bigfoot.
A sighting.
Yeah, it was like
it was like Bigfoot. It was kind of same thing.
Was that really him?
Yeah, same thing. Mm. Like, seriously, all jokes aside, that's a great analogy that you made. It's kind of like a Bigfoot sighting. I feel like what I don't know is that Howie feels that this team has not reached its potential on the offensive side of the ball. So that's probably why they didn't make any moves. And I know there has been a lot of talk about Saquon Barkley and his touches and all this other stuff. We still got Kenny Gainwell. We still got Kenny G. And we got Shipley back there who, you know, he scored a touchdown and got called back. So I think that there's some potential there. And I think that's where Howie is kind of look. Kyle, stop that. I'm trying to be serious here. This is my moment to be serious.
Yeah, the refs stole a touchdown from Will Shipley. Yeah. Don't ever forget that what happened in Cincinnati.
And I feel like this defense is trending in the direction where everybody's comfortable with where they're going. Now, I know there was a lot of speculation about Bryce Huff, and I'm not going to lie, I was okay with if they decided to move on from him,
yep.
Even though I felt that that would probably have been a little bit premature. So it's obvious that they still feel like there's something that he could offer for this team. So I think they're in a good space right now. I think that they're trending in the right direction. And I think they want to see what they have before they added anything.
I think you're probably right. And what's frustrating about that is it feels like the 2024 Eagles are comfortable with good. Why didn't they try to be great yesterday? And I understand, like we referenced this yesterday on the show. Myles Garrett wasn't going anywhere. The Browns pretty much made that clear. Max Crosby wasn't going anywhere. I don't think the Cowboys were really even listening on Micah. I would have called, but that, you know, okay. I didn't expect the best, all, you know, great players, maybe future Hall of Famers to be traded yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But there was enough good players out there
that you could have did. You felt like you could have did something.
Yeah, like I'm looking right now at Za'Darius Smith, who the Lions got. They didn't give up a second or third round pick. They gave up a fifth and a sixth to go get a good pass rusher. And look, they were probably more desperate because they lost Aiden Hutchinson, and I get that. But the Eagles may have to go through the Lions to get to the Super Bowl. And now they got better yesterday, and the Eagles didn't. It just was a very odd thing to watch the Eagles sit around. Again, if their record right now was 4-4, I would totally be okay with this. I would say, well, they're not good enough to invest. They're 6-2. I also think there's something to you show the locker room, we believe in you. We're adding. We're giving you a little boost here. 215-592-9494. Do you consider yesterday a failure by the Eagles at the trade deadline? I think Howie failed yesterday. He did not make this football team better. All right, yesterday Ross Tucker was with us, and he was asked, like, listen, should they do something? Are they going to do something? Ross didn't think they were. He was right on this. Here's Ross Tucker with the idea of why maybe nothing was on the way.
You know, doing something just to do something is not logical or is not a good process. You know, I know I heard you guys talking earlier about Za'Darius Smith. I mean, Za'Darius Smith, first of all, the Lions have nobody as edge rushers, so they had to get somebody. The Eagles, I mean, Sweat has 5 sacks in the last 4 games. The Eagles have other guys that are playing those snaps. And by the way, Za'Darius Smith was available in free agency. The Eagles chose to pay Bryce Huff a lot more than Smith got from the Browns.
Well, that's a fair point. They had a chance to get him in the offseason. They didn't want him then. They got Bryce Huff. There were good players available yesterday, and the prices weren't that big. The Eagles chose not to do it. 215-592-9494. I know this has snuck up on us. We have a 6-2 football team. Usually 6-2 teams, and the NFL yesterday and the last couple weeks has shown it to us. Every team with a record as good or better than the Eagles made a move. Hey, what do you think the locker room thinks of this? Do you think it's something where they're like, maybe they don't believe in us as much?
And Howie, we trust. I think that's what it is. To be honest, when I played, and I know that it was pointed out to me this morning, you know, that I'm a dinosaur.
How'd that make you feel?
It made me feel great. I like being put in perspective. I like perspective being brought to my attention every morning.
Yep.
So it was brought to my attention that I was a dinosaur and things are done differently now. But to be honest, when moves and stuff like that were talked about being made, it never really bothered me because I feel like they feel the same way because they're a good football team. They're 6-2, and like Brandon Graham says all the time, they're on the come. They're on the rise. They're getting better. They're getting better every week. So I feel like for them not to make a move, that makes them probably feel good about where they are because they feel like they have what they need already.
I hope they're right. I just think yesterday was an opportunity to get better. And the team that made the biggest move, I don't think it should be lost on us, the team that made the biggest move yesterday in terms of what they gave up were the Washington Commanders.
Commodores.
The team that we're directly competing as that's right above us in the division. 215-592-9494. Did the Eagles fail yesterday at the deadline? They did nothing. This is so bizarro, Howie. I mean, you go back to every year since he's been the GM again, you know, back to 2016-ish. Every year they're in it, he does something, right? 17, it was Jay Ajayi. 18, it was Golden Tate. They believe 19 was Jannard Avery. And again, these don't always work out, but they try.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, it didn't feel like they tried. Kyle, where'd you come down? We did an entire show yesterday on different ideas for the Eagles. They obviously did not take our ideas seriously because they did nothing.
It's a total failure, and I know a lot of people today are going to try and make themselves feel better, like Hugh.
Some coping.
Yeah, and say, we didn't need to do this, we didn't need to do that. But the reality of it is, other contenders made moves to attempt, right? We don't know if these moves are going to work out or not, but attempted to improve their team and increase their chances of winning a Super Bowl. The Eagles did not, and by extension, the Eagles' chances of winning the Super Bowl and competing in the NFC have decreased. Other teams increasing their chances means the Eagles' chances of competing have decreased. And I don't understand the sentiment of like, guys are going to lose snaps on the edge. Who cares? They're not good enough in that area. I would have liked another running back if they could do that. They did nothing. It's just weird that Howie couldn't, for some reason, or didn't want to find any area to improve this team when other teams set out at the trade deadline and said, this is an area that I think is a weakness on the team that might hold me back, and they addressed it. We didn't. It's a failure. There's no other way to put
it. Well, the other thing that happened, I thought, yesterday, Hugh, is they didn't give themselves any more cover. Like, I understand your point that they're getting better, right, on defense? But they also didn't add any more depth. Like, I don't want anyone to get hurt, but it's pro football, right? There is a chance, let's use a name. Like, Josh Sweat's been their best edge rusher the last couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe Josh Sweat, the way he's playing now, is better than anyone traded yesterday. What if they lose Josh Sweat? Then our edge rushers are Bryce Huff, Nolan Smith, and Brandon Graham, and Jalix Hunt?
Jalix Hunt is he's on the rise, though.
I know, but
they like him.
Yeah, but they like, but is the objective just to be good or to win? Well, yesterday didn't feel to me like they are trying to win the Super Bowl this year. I didn't feel that.
I feel like, I know that what we're doing today is we're coping.
And well, you're coping.
No, y'all coping.
I'm not coping.
You people.
I'm being real.
You people are coping.
No, I'm being real. Yesterday told me the Eagles aren't looking we got to win the Super Bowl year.
Let me tell you why I feel like you people are coping. And when I say you people,
wow.
I mean all
you
the
people
fans.
At 10-11.
I mean,
10-11.
Yeah, on the day after the election. You people. I'm talking to all the 4-for-4s out there. This is what we're doing. And if you're being honest with yourself, You'll understand exactly where I'm coming from. You're lumping in right now, if you're being honest, the Eagles with the Phillies.
Yes.
In the you ain't even let me finish.
Yes.
Saying that.
Yes.
You're lumping them in because of what the Phillies didn't do during the trade deadline.
Yeah.
That's what you're feeling.
Why wouldn't I?
I mean, it's not the same thing.
Okay, but you have a team that's good.
Yes.
A chance to do something really good. Now,
yes.
I thought the Phillies, if we're being honest, I thought the Phillies midway through the year were better than this Eagles team. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like I looked at them as more likely to win the World Series than I look at the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. But they're both good teams. And the Phillies didn't do enough, and it bit them.
Okay, so I want you to answer this question for me, Joe, and be honest as you possibly can.
All right.
In that scenario with the Phillies, Would you say that the Phillies felt a little stagnant going into the trade deadline and they didn't do anything?
Yes, I would agree with that.
Okay, the Eagles they're not stagnant.
No,
they're rising.
I agree with you. Yeah.
So that's why. You know, I mean, I'm not trying to, like, you're going to feel the way you feel. I'm just trying to make it make sense for you.
So I agree with you on that. That is a different scenario. The Phillies had started to struggle a little bit and maybe the deadline
and they have been
it.
Struggling and like when you look at the data, they have been struggling since they came from
London.
During that time from since they came from London.
And the Eagles are rising. But let me ask you this. Are we fooling ourselves? Are the Eagles fooling themselves? They are rising. But I heard Joe say the number this morning. I'm trying to remember the exact number he gave. If you add up the wins and losses of the last four teams they've beaten, right? The Browns, the Giants, the Jaguars, and the Bengals. I think it's like those teams combined are like 10-26. So,
yeah, scoring is down in the NFL though.
So are
Got
we
that stat in there?
Are we fooling ourselves? Are the Eagles really rising, or have we played three of the five worst teams in the NFL the last 4 weeks?
I mean, okay, let me look at with that analogy and that philosophy right there. Let me go look and see the teams that the Commodores have played.
Similar. I think they're probably similar.
Similar team. Bengals.
But they went for it.
The Cardinals.
But they traded for Lattimore yesterday.
No, but what I'm saying is this. And they probably needed Lattimore because I'm like looking at the point differential that they gave up in the games that they won. They probably needed to go get some safety help. They probably needed that.
Don't we need help?
I feel like the way that this young – we just put Cooper DeJean in the secondary. He looks like he's been the Band-Aid that
he's been great.
We've had – we need it.
Yep.
Isaiah Rodgers is back there now until Slay comes back. This defense is trending in the right direction. And like y'all like to point out all the time to me, especially this last week.
Say it.
The defense only gave up 16 points last week.
Mm-hmm.
So even though we're not getting the pass rush, what is the problem? Because they're playing well. They're playing well. They're not getting the numbers in. And if I'm not mistaken, and I know that the Detroit Lions went out and they got a pass rusher.
Yep.
They mirror the Detroit Lions as far as defensive output goes right now, as far as the sack totals and everything like that. They're probably 4-5 or something like that. So, they're in the same realm.
Okay.
That's the point I'm making.
And I get you. The Eagles have risen to the point where they're kind of close to these other teams. But the other teams got better yesterday. The Eagles chose to stay the same. 215-592-9494 was yesterday a failure by the Eagles. They're 6-2, and they added nothing at the trade deadline. It felt like a shrug of the shoulders by Howie, saying, we'll see what we got.
Like you wanted to make a move just to make a move.
No, I wanted to get better. You have one more chance. Like, the deadline offers a unique thing, right? It's one last chance to add something. They can't add anything other than a free agent or some guy off the street. They didn't. I mean, that was their decision yesterday.
I don't buy the make a move just to make a move thing. Like, is what the Lions did, making a move just to make a move?
Well,
no,
I feel,
an area they thought was weak and addressed it.
I feel like
because
this,
it's on
though.
The same.
I feel like every team that makes moves, it's an individual move. And what I mean by that is the price that the Eagles, they might quote the Eagles, might not be the same price that is quoted to the Detroit Lions. Maybe they tried to get Za'Darius Smith.
Maybe they did.
And maybe they asked for more than what the Eagles.
Why would that make sense? Because
what do you mean, why would it make
sense? Well, the Lions should be more desperate in this situation. They actually lost a pass rusher and would need one.
No, but
so if anyone, they're going to rake over the coals, it's the Lions.
But no, but this is the point that I'm trying to make. Maybe the offer for the Detroit Lions offer was better than the one that the Eagles were willing to give, or maybe Eagles didn't want to give up.
I don't believe that. But if the second part of what you said is the case, I think that's
I mean,
wrong.
But that's the whole point of this conversation. It's we don't know what we don't know. I'm just trying to offer, you know, up some scenarios.
You know, we don't know. That's the one thing about trade deadline stuff. Sometimes the reports come out afterwards, they kind of trickle out. Mm-hmm. You're right, Hugh. We don't know the behind the scenes. All we can react to is what we do know, right? Za'Darius Smith's a Lion, and Preston Smith's a Steeler.
And you're looking at other people's backyard.
Of course I am, because you got to beat the other people to win the Super Bowl.
You do have to beat the other folks.
All right, 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Sheil Kapadia. He was talking about edge rushers, and somebody said here, and I love his stuff, and I love when he's on the afternoon show. I usually kind of... Sheil and I feel like see the game a little bit similar. I usually kind of aligned with him. He said something here that I disagreed with the idea of what an edge rusher could have actually done if they brought one. And here's Sheil Kapadia.
Is it a rental or is it somebody who's signed for the next 2 years, 3 years, or whatever? And then you look at that position of edge rusher. So say you bring someone in like Za'Darius Smith. Now are you sort of benching Nolan Smith? Are you taking snaps away from him? Is he a first-round pick you feel like is developing and going in the right direction? So I understand all the factors there. Again, I was kind of on the fence with those moves at edge rusher. I think they could have made one, but I'm not killing them. I don't think that's going to be the difference on whether they, you know, get to the NFC Championship or beyond.
See, I disagree with that. One player can make a difference. And what he said there, it when he talked about it, you want to take away snaps from Nolan Smith, is this a development year or is this a championship year? I'm wondering.
It's Nolan Smith has played well. And you want him to develop. I'm just playing into what you just said, development year. But you want him to get better as a pass rusher. So in order for him to get better, you got to let him play.
Right, but is this year about winning a championship and getting to the Super Bowl?
I think both things can happen.
They could, but that's hard. Sometimes you got to pick a lane. I feel like yesterday the Eagles tried to straddle the two lanes. Pick a lane. Either you're trying to win right now or this is a long-term thing and we're not. Let's go to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Alex is in Philadelphia. Hey, Alex.
What's up, Joe?
Hey, Alex. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Hugh.
What up, man?
Hey. All right, I just want to say, Joe, I don't want to beat you up. You're my guy. I love you guys.
Alex, guess what, Alex? I don't want to beat you up either.
Right. But I think the Eagles did the right thing. I believe that how he's putting faith in those guys. Like, we don't need any help. You guys can do it.
Well, that is one. That is one way to look at it, Alex. That it's almost a vote of confidence to the guys they have here.
Yeah, like, that's what it kind of feels
we don't need any help. We got enough in this building.
We don't need no stinking patches.
Yeah, we got it. So we're just going to see because they're getting better every week.
Every week.
You see what Bond did last week? Oh no, he was all over the place.
He was great.
All over the place. And if they could do that on a consistent level, we're going to be fine. And we're going to get we get to the quarterback. We have no worries on that issue right there. So I think how we did was the best for the team. Best decision.
Alex, good phone call, man. All right, he's with you, Hugh. Is that coping or is that belief? What do we count that as?
No, I think it's like I feel like people are starting to pick up what I'm putting down here because I got this therapy couch over here. Y'all can't see it because it's like it's over there.
It's a nice couch, yeah.
It's a nice little couch. And I'm trying to get y'all mind right.
Well, I just thought the guy that's leading a bus of people down to New Orleans would want to have added a good player to help us get to New Orleans.
I try to analyze. See what I do when I leave. See when I leave work here, y'all need to know. I don't stop working. I'm constantly thinking about these wonderful, awesome takes that I have every day.
Long thinking.
I've been thinking about these takes that I have every day.
That help people
cope with their day to day eagledom.
Well, I need you to help me because
they're Philly-dom and all the other dumbs that we do. The Sixer-dom.
Yeah, that
they still need to hire me though.
Dumb is the right word for the Sixers. That's
hey, yo, the hell with the Sixers, man.
215-592-9494. It just felt to me yesterday like the Eagles to. If we are really good, great. If we're not, we'll get them next
year. We'll figure it out as we go. I don't believe that. I believe that they feel like the quarterback has been playing well.
Yes.
But there's been room for improvement. This offense is predicated, when we signed our receivers, we wanted to push the ball down the field. We haven't been doing that because we've been relying heavily on the run game. Now, I'm thinking, and I still believe that this is a 30 to 35 scoring offense. They could still be that.
For the season?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I think so. Ew. They just have to get the quarterback in the right space. I believe that. I still believe that. I do.
Maybe once in a while, 30,
yeah,
35
but, yeah,
game.
But at some point, and we know this, Joe, at some point your quarterback's going to have to win some games for you. You can't be Saquon Barkley. Your quarterback's going to have to sit back there, and he's going to have to win some games for you. Not saying he hasn't done that, but there's going to be some games where you're going to look at that stat sheet, and there's going to be 30 throws on there. It's going to be 30 to 35 throws.
I'm just telling you that when the Eagles are in it, Howie Roseman goes for it. And this is bizarre that he didn't. I consider yesterday a failure. The other teams in the NFL that are good got better. The Eagles stood pat. 215-592-9494. For your reaction to yesterday's trade deadline, the Eagles did nothing. They're 6-2. Does it upset you? Are you okay with that? Where do you come down on the Eagles not doing anything? Kyle and I consider it a failure. Hugh, who we thought wants to get to the Super Bowl, is now okay with just being okay. I mean, that's I'm hearing that. Hugh's okay with just being okay. Your reaction to yesterday's trade deadline with no moves. We come back. Well, right, when we get back, let's give some more theories as to why no move was made by the Eagles. Because we got a few. Like, what really was going on? Plus, it is day two of ComboCon, your chance to win an incredible prize and to be entered into a huge grand prize giveaway. We'll give you all the details coming up. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Trade deadline came and went, and no one added to the Eagles roster. I consider yesterday a failure by Howie Roseman. It's a 6-2 football team, a chance to get better. Did not do it. 215-592-9494. Now, Hugh Douglas, to your point on this, that maybe they're good enough the way they are, I did look this morning to check out the latest odds over at FanDuel, NFC East, because the Commanders, they added a real player, right? Yeah. They got Lattimore. The Eagles did nothing. So I was curious, who is the favorite right now to win the NFC East? We know these two teams have two games to go against each other, including one next Thursday night. Hugh, if you had a guess right now, over at FanDuel, the favorite to win the NFC East is who? The Commanders?
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Fly, Eagles, fly!
That's who's the favorite.
You're right.
I know what I'm seeing, because listen, I'm trying to tell you, man, you need to start listening to me.
Nope. Minus 145 Eagles, plus 110 Commanders. All right, the betting market still has the Eagles. I think if they got better yesterday, they'd be even bigger favorites, but that is what it is. All right, we're going to throw out some theories here in a couple minutes on what we think actually happened. Like, why behind what Howie Roseman did not do, what makes the most sense, what doesn't. That's coming up. But Hugh, before we go any further, you got to do, right?
What we got to do?
Well, we got to tell everyone what we got going on here. Combo-Con on the Midday
Show.
Combo-Con. We're doing it every day for the next few weeks, giving away, ultimately, the ultimate tailgate giveaway, thanks to our friends over at Jack Daniels and Gerhard's Appliances. So, Hugh, the grand prize winner. Yesterday, we qualified our first, first winner yesterday. Grand prize winner we picked from the winners each day. Here's what you're going to get. A Jack Daniels Yeti cooler, a cornhole set, a giant Jenga, a Gerhard's smoker.
No, the smoker. That's what I want, the smoker right there. Smoke some meats.
This is going to be a new thing every day, talking
smoking,
about this.
Smoking meats.
When we found out about this, this was the thing you were by far the most excited
about.
Yeah,
I'm kind of excited about those Jack Daniel cups, too, those glasses.
Well, they're awesome. So we have the smoker and a 55-inch TV. So
the TV's nice, too.
Of course it is.
You know, the brother ain't got. I just moved. I ain't got no furniture.
Again,
and stuff.
We talked about this. You're not eligible. You're just not eligible, man.
I'm just saying.
All right,
man,
well,
I'm just saying.
Everyone else besides, I guess, the three of us is eligible for this prize. You guys are 215-592-949. So that's the grand prize. And every day we'll qualify someone. The winner each day, like today, will win rock glasses from Jack Daniels, water bottle, golf tee pack, playing cards, smoking chips, and a whiskey tote bag. So we got a lot here going on. 215-592-9494 is the phone number to hop in on the Eagles. What's this deadline? A failure. But Hugh, today for Combo-Con, you know what we're to look for? Because you brought this one to our attention before
yes.
the show today. Today we're looking for an iconic duo. So yesterday was open to anything, right? Today we're looking for people. Iconic duo. Could be in any realm. Doesn't have to be sports. Could be anything. An iconic duo. A pairing that went together very well. Iconic duo. Best one we hear today will win the qualifying prize and then be entered for the grand prize.
Yeah, because this morning, like I told you, this morning I found out for the first time ever that the Isley brothers were from Cincinnati. I did not know that. I'm from Ohio. And I was like, wow, how did I not know that? And I know that's not a duo, because it was three brothers.
Sure.
But still, it got me thinking. I'm like, damn, what else did I didn't know? You know, and I started thinking about duos. So I had a couple that I dropped in the meeting, but I'm not going to tell y'all because y'all could probably call in here and, you know.
You don't want to take them off the board?
Yeah, I don't want to take them off the board. But yeah, I just got to thinking about that because when you talk about, like, duos, the Isley brothers have been around forever. Their music spans decades. And Ron Isley, if I'm not mistaken, he like 70 years old and just had a whole little baby. He on the Robert
At
De Niro
70?
Train. Yeah, he in the old ass daddy club like me. He's just like old ass dad club.
You know
so,
what?
Yeah.
That might be one of the ways we give this away. The old ass daddy club.
Who's in the old ass daddy club?
Winning answers, Hugh Douglas. All right, 215-592-9494. Was yesterday a deadline? Did Howie fail yesterday at the deadline? I think he did. Hugh's okay with it. This hour is sponsored by Popeyes. It's football season in Philly, so fly to Popeyes, fly and fill up on wings and seven delicious flavors from Popeyes. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Chris in Middletown is up. Hey, Chris.
Chris.
Happy hump day.
Happy hump day. What's up, Chris?
Let's start off first and foremost. Dallas sucks.
Indeed.
Always. Yeah. Always.
So, Hugh.
Yes.
You're off to a hell of a start today. You already you-peopled us?
Yeah, I you-peopled y'all this morning.
Yeah, right out the gate.
And right out the day after the election. Yeah, that's what I did. You-peopled.
Right away. Right away. Mm-hmm. You-people. So, I feel like today what Hugh's kind of doing is Hugh's turned back time here. He's 2003 Hugh. So, guys, I need to know, and you know, what are we going to call Hugh today? So I got three different names, and, you know, I'll leave this up for voting. So we got Standstill Douglas.
I like that one.
Loafer Hugh. Or Do Nothing Douglas. So
I like Standstill Douglas.
I like Standstill. Yeah.
Do Nothing has
like
a good ring to it, though.
Wait a minute. Why can't I be why I gotta be like Standstill? Why can't I be CMB Douglas or G Money Douglas? Like we need.
You know what he is?
We got.
He tries to be pragmatic here and we all laugh at him. Deep thinker Douglas over here.
I mean, but am I wrong when I'm in deep thinker?
You're wrong.
No, I'm not.
Everyone else got better and we stood pat.
Who's the favorite in the East?
The Eagles.
Okay, so I'm not wrong.
But the Commanders got better yesterday.
That don't mean nothing.
Yeah, it does.
See, that's the problem. You and Chris looking at everybody else's grass.
On. I've been looking at the Commanders' grass since August, and everyone laughed at me. Then now they got seven wins.
You have been watching the lawn for a while.
Hugh, I got to tell you this.
What's that?
This year is what you call an intervention. The three of us are trying to, like, you know.
We're trying to help you, Hugh.
I'm trying to help y'all. Help me help y'all.
Well, let me tell you why you need help. Because when you line yourself with Howie Crickets, that's
Howie
a problem.
Crickets.
So what would have happened had this, we had that third round pick that we threw away on Sasquatch? All right, that is now playing in my head today. Is we threw away that asset.
Well, Chris, and on top of that, before you go on, it wasn't lost on me that the Commanders used a third round pick
on Sasquatch
to go get Marshawn Lattimore. So not only did we not have that to use on our needs, we helped the Commanders get better yesterday just by that.
And Howie passed on the low-lying fruit. I'm sorry, Khalil Herbert for a seventh-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
I will take him over Kenny G any day. I'll take him over Kyle's favorite running back. Any day, all right? So, guys, here's the most important thing. When you believe in a team, you invest in that team. Maybe they're trying to pull the curtain back and tell us the quiet part out loud. Did we ever consider that Howie just told us we're not good enough? It's not worth wasting more assets on this team.
Chris, I think you hit it. At least that's in my head, that is a reality here of this whole thing, that they just might have looked at their team yesterday and said, we don't think we're having a Super Bowl season. It's not now. If we get there, great, but it's not worth giving more picks for that. I think that is definitely on the table here. Chris, you got an iconic duo for us?
I do. And Hugh, sticking with you being the topic of discussion today, iconic duo is Hugh and Gummies.
It's a good one.
That's not bad.
I mean, it's a good. Now, does it rise to the level of iconic?
I haven't had a gummy in a while, though.
No?
No, because I've been busy moving and stuff. But this weekend, I got me some Jack.
Ooh,
I might do the Jack and Gummies.
Well, that's another.
That's another combo.
All right, so
Hugh, that's a bad combo.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
for
it
who?
Is. No, dude, you can't eat that after you drink. That's I mean the no, you're gonna get the spins.
I'm gonna eat the gummies before.
That's
I drink.
Different. Okay,
then I'm gonna sip.
You have
sip
to do that in the correct order.
Sit in there and watch whatever's on television.
This gotta sounds be like a recipe for Hugh being asleep at 8 p.m. Yeah.
Oh, it probably will. Yeah. It's gonna go down early. You know what it is. That's no secret.
Early bird Douglas. All right, 215-592-9494. Combo Con today. Looking for an iconic duo. Incredible prize on the line. Grand prize given away in a couple weeks. You qualify today. The ultimate tailgate giveaway, including a smoker, a 55-inch TV. It is really, it's the biggest thing we've ever given away on the Midday Show. Excited to do it. All right, so Chris brought us here. Let's go through this. He wanted to kind of peel the curtain back and try to figure out the why, right? You're always interested in the why. We all know what happened yesterday. We know the Eagles didn't do anything. All right, that's the reality of it. Now we react. But why? All right, I got four theories here on why the Eagles
can't wait to hear
stood pat yesterday, all right?
Well, here, you know, I like the music.
Me too. Okay, I'll throw these at you, and then you tell me which one is maybe the one you think is the most likely to be true, all right? Number one, let's go with the one that Chris Milltown just offered. Howie Roseman and the Eagles front office don't really believe they have a Super Bowl season going on, and they didn't want to invest further. It's almost a, hey, if we get there and we play well, great.
If we do, we do. If we don't, we don't.
Right, but you know, sometimes you look at it, like, I'll give you an example. The Lions obviously believe it's Super Bowl or bust, right? They got to go for it. Maybe the Eagles don't. So number one.
The music is awesome.
First theory is the Eagles don't really believe in their team. Theory number two. Hugh, you might like this one. They've been burned by the past. I mentioned earlier, the Eagles have been very aggressive at trade deadlines. Almost every year they're in, they go get something, right? Kevin Byard last year. You know, you got Robert Quinn in 2022, Jannard Avery in 19. You go back to 18, Golden Tate. You go back to 17. That one worked a lot. Jay Ajayi. So theory number two is they've been burned by the past, and Howie's course correcting here. Theory number three. Hugh might actually like this one the best. He just believes in the young guys, Hugh.
I think that's the one.
He wants to let his young guys play. Instead of going out and get a pass rusher, more snaps for Nolan Smith. Instead of going out and get a running back to back up Saquon, more snaps for Will Shipley
yeah.
in the second half of the season.
Yeah, I think that's what it is, man. This is the thing. Help me understand this, people. Help me understand because since I've been here, all I've been hearing people yell, Howie season. Howie cook.
He didn't cook.
Howie do this, Howie do that. Okay, so the one time Howie don't prepare a meal, you immediately question and say, Howie, they lost his ever-loving mind. We need to do this, that, and the third.
I'm hungry.
Howie was the man that brought y'all to Super Bowl, wasn't he?
7 years
let
ago.
That man,
7 years ago.
Let that man do what that man does. Let him cook.
You cooked dinner for your family last week, and no worries about this week.
Yeah, basically.
No, but I'm just saying. This week instead of you ate last week?
We're gonna go get some. What's that pizza place say we go to? Chuck E. Cheese.
Right, we can do this.
Some Chuck E. Cheese.
We have moldy food at home.
Hold on. I was gonna say we could go to Popeyes. This hour is sponsored by Popeyes.
Popeyes.
That'd be great.
Still ain't dropped off no chicken.
Not yet. All right. So, Hugh. I knew you would go. I have one more theory here. One more theory. This one might.
What you got?
This one might hit in the ribs. Right.
Okay.
So Jalen Hurts has played better. I think we'd all agree on that. But it's also come while the Eagles are throwing the football less and less. They're asking him to do less and less, and they're all excited.
Guess
he's
who else is throwing the ball less and less?
Who's that?
What's that guy named in Detroit? Goff? He ain't throwing it a whole lot.
Yeah, because
they got two running backs.
Yeah, and they're blowing teams out.
They're sitting on leads.
That's what I mean.
they're sitting on
leads. Three touchdowns. Okay.
They're not going for two.
Not as much as they used to. Okay. So theory number four is Howie Roseman is saving his picks because the Eagles, deep down, are one if the next year or two they got to go draft another quarterback.
Now, I did bring that up yesterday, maybe, you know, when we were talking about trading for Michael Parsons. I don't think that they're there yet, Joe. But what you're saying, I mean, you're always playing chess as a football team.
You got to think ahead.
You're always playing chess. There might be some truth to that because we are in as far as quarterbacks are concerned, now, if you feel like you don't have that guy, you got to pay him. This is the same thing that Kirk Cousins went through when he was with the Commanders. Like, they didn't know. They franchised him twice, and then they decided to let him go, and then eventually they got their quarterback. Might be something similar with Jalen, and they might want to try to hedge their bets a little bit in the next couple seasons. They might want to get one and try to groom him. You know, because quarterbacks have the especially now, they eat up so much of the cap. You might want to try to move on from one before you actually have to re-up another one.
I think it's certainly on the table. All right, Kyle, what do you think of the four theories why the Eagles did nothing yesterday? Number one, they don't really believe they got a Super Bowl team, so why invest? Number two, Howie's been burned by the past with some of these acquisitions in season. He said, nah, I'm not doing it anymore. Number three, they just believe in the young guys and they think they're going to keep getting better. Or number four, he's saving his picks because he thinks down the line he may need to use them for a big swing.
So I'm not questioning the validity of any of these theories, but if any of them are actually true, baloney, nonsense, get out of here with all that. I don't want to hear that he's been burned, especially the last two times.
Afraid of love again.
Yeah, you don't go up to the plate down 0-2 and just sit there looking. You got to swing, man. You don't let your past failures hurt you in the future. I mean, if Howie gave up on wide receivers after drafting Jalen Reagor here, and he doesn't go get A.J. Brown. You know what I mean? Like, you got to keep trying, man. There had to have been opportunities out there. Just based on what I saw from all these other teams, it feels like we're the ones that kind of dropped the ball here.
If I had to guess the true answer, like if one of these theories is actually spot on, I think they told us yesterday they don't really believe they have a Super Bowl team this year.
No, I don't believe that.
But if you have a Super Bowl team,
tell me that. I can't.
I'm sorry. But I didn't. No, listen. Hold on. I didn't say it. They said it.
No, but you suggested it. I don't believe that.
I'm going off of what
suggestion.
They told me. The actions speak louder than words.
No,
their
that's
actions,
not true.
They folded their hands. You know what they said? They said, Hugh thinks he's going to New Orleans. He's not.
They hit me with the ha-ha.
If they believed they had a Super Bowl team, they would have added 215-592-9494. All right, where do you come down on the trade deadline? Did Howie Roseman, was it a failure yesterday? I believe it was. You have a 6-2 team. Every team in the NFL, 6-2 or better. added something real yesterday or over the last couple weeks. Like, they added to try to get to the Super Bowl. The Eagles stood pat. Stand Pat Hugh over here. One new Hughes we got today. He's fine with it.
I'm G Money Hugh. We all we got. We all we
I
need.
I like Do Nothing Douglas.
Do Nothing Douglas. That one really
got a good ring to it.
I feel it.
That's, yeah, you should.
And when we get to March and we do the bracket of Hughes, that one might be a high seed.
Do Nothing Douglas.
Actually, the more Hughes that we develop here, the more difficult it's going to be for the committee.
The seeding is tough.
The
yeah.
seeding's going to be hard. Mm-hmm. Kyle and I are going to go into a lab. We might take a couple days off. Where are you guys in February? You're off all the time. I'm just
figure out who the hell we're working with today.
Just early, I think Told You So Douglas is a one seed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an old school like Duke with Krzyzewski. Yeah. That's a big one. Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Dude, Joe, Kyle, what's up, man?
Hey,
what up,
Terrence.
Man?
First of all, I want to say, I told Kyle how he got out Howie yesterday. He either feels like he has a team, that the team's okay. Or they feel like they don't have a, like you said, though, they feel like they don't have a Super Bowl considered this year. The fact of the matter is, if you're a team that's on the rise, that they have a chance to go to the Super Bowl, or you're a contender, they all made moves yesterday. They made a couple moves.
Mm-hmm.
Lions made a move. The Washington Redskins made the Commodores made a move, but they went and got Lattimore. Lattimore is a shutdown cornerback, somebody that you can put on AJ or Smitty. And the fact of the matter is, you, like, Howie, like, you got to think about this. We should have made a move. Like, I don't feel good about our wide receiver position. Look at, like, right now, for example, if AJ goes down or Smitty goes down, we're absolutely done. We're done. And AJ already dealing with an injury. I don't feel confident. If Smitty or AJ get hurt for the season, we're not going to survive. We're going to go to Super Bowl. We're not even
win
the playoff game.
Well, I mean, Terrence, we saw this earlier this season, right? Week two, week three, yeah. When we didn't have AJ, and then we didn't have Devontae or AJ. They couldn't move the football.
Pedestrian.
Yeah.
We're a pedestrian. And if you feel like Huff is going to pan out into this rising, budding superstar already in week eight, week nine, you're crazy. You got to be smoking something. Howie, like, I don't know what you thought this is. It's like the Phillies. I said this yesterday. It's like the Philadelphia Phillies. We're just going to not do nothing. We feel like we're good with our team. And I come back to bite us. Because we got Dotson, who has two catches on a year. Yeah. He reminds me of Watkins right now. We're not even using our slot receiver, and I think that's going to bite us if we come down with a major injury. I feel like we should have made a move. I feel like Howie got out Howie yesterday. I think he waited, and he got out Howie. And I think the Commanders made themselves more dangerous and more potent. And those two games are going to be critical, and we're going to see how that Lattimore pick, how the Lattimore trade comes to fruition.
I think you're right. The Commanders definitely got better yesterday, Terrence. And Lattimore's the kind of corner, if he's healthy, he can make a difference in his. And
Detroit did.
Of course, Detroit got better. And we could have beat them to Za'Darius Smith. They gave up a 5 and a 6. It wasn't like they gave up,
right.
You know, a 3. Like, then you could say, all right, that might be a lot. That, you know, he's a red. No, they gave up.
I feel great with our young guys, Joe. I feel great with our young guys, but who's on that defensive line? Who's going to be a budding star? To shut down that pass rush to close out a game
during
the playoffs.
Bryce Huff.
I know. I sound good and crazy
right now.
I know I sound good and crazy right now because he didn't play because his hand was hurt.
Mm.
This is a joke. Frankly.
I mean, he here and I still believe in. Matter of fact, when these prop bets come out,
drink some miracle juice, some potent juice the rest of the season.
All I got to do is call me. I get him right. All they got to do is call me. I get him right.
Well, then get out there, Coach Douglas. We're trying to win football games. All right, Terrence, give us an iconic duo for today's prize.
Man, yesterday on a Thanksgiving and football, y'all got me. But this one, man, this is iconic.
No, you got yourself in trouble.
y'all took it the wrong way. I took my family Thanksgiving football.
Wait a minute, hold up.
I mean like that.
Hold up, Ted. We didn't put words in your mouth. You said what you said.
No, I'm talking about the lady cooking.
Yeah, you triggered
food,
you triggered a whole lot of women.
I didn't mean like that.
Okay, well, go ahead and apologize right now. Apologize.
I ain't mean like that.
Sorry, partner.
How you eat the food? You know?
All right, what do you got? What do you got today? I kind of do owe today.
Chewie and Han Solo.
Oh, that's a good one.
What was it?
Hans and Chewie, Chewbacca.
Chewie and Hans. That's a good one.
Where to bounce back?
Terrence, good one. Yeah,
after you put all the women in the kitchen yesterday.
Yeah,
he on election day.
That was a disaster.
It's called walking that back. Just walk it back a tiny bit.
Hey, Terrence, I just want to let you know, man, the mean and hurtful tweets I got about you and the names that these folks was calling you on my timeline. Woo!
It was rough.
Did you defend your boy Terrence?
Uh-uh.
No. You let him just hang in the wind.
Oh, I mean, he didn't know it until I said something, but they was letting him have it.
Oh no, I think Terrence knew right away that would maybe.
He said, "I need him in the kitchen making me a plate."
You ever say something and then immediately realize I said that the wrong way? I think that happened.
No, that never happens to me.
No, never.
Uh-uh.
Not on this show.
I would have rolled him until he told me no
all the time. But boy, I tell you, them text messages was coming in like, what did he say? Yeah, make your own damn plate, Terrence.
Donald and Chester, what's up, Donald?
Good morning.
Good morning,
what's going
Donald.
On, man?
I'm chilling, fellas. I'm just sitting here listening to y'all bust it up on here. You know what I'm saying? My only concern about yesterday for why, you know, how we didn't make any moves, but my concern is on the opposite side of Josh Sweat. Now, that's Nolan Smith and Bryce Huff, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now Nolan is coming on, but I don't know if he's really ready for a offensive coordinator to attack that side of the field in the running game.
Well, Donald, I agree. And then also, how is he going to do against the best offenses, right? It's one thing to take on the Giants and the Browns and the Jaguars. Like, it feels like we're diving all in here with these guys off of some, you know, games against the bad teams.
Yeah, that was the only, you know, that was my main because. And also, too, was the other thing is that Detroit doesn't have to change up anything because of Jared Goff, you know, in the pass game. Because they're going to run the football, and he's going to, I think Ike said yesterday about what? He's averaging what, like 25 attempts?
He is, and they've been so efficient because he's completing like 20 of them. It's crazy. Like, they only throw 25, but he completes 20 of them.
Yeah, so I think maybe Lori and them need to, you know, dial it back with what they want to do as far as their philosophy because Detroit's on their way. So, I mean, besides that, as far as our team, I think, yes. You know, I do believe that now. I do believe that we got a shot in New Orleans.
Yeah, we got a shot, man. We got a shot.
No, we got a shot, but we could have had a better shot if we added something yesterday.
Exactly.
Sometimes we got to be patient, Grasshopper.
That's my concern. You know, that is my concern right there on that side of the defensive line. That's the only issue.
No, Donald, me too, man. I'm with you. All right, Donald, give us an iconic duo for today's prize. What do you got?
Man, listen, I'm going to go with Mike Jordan and Scottie Pippen.
Ooh, that's a good
one.
That one was, as iconic as that you could find in the 90s in terms of basketball. I like it. MJ and Pippen. All right, 215-592-9494. We need an iconic duo for your chance to enter the grand prize giveaway. It's CumboCon all week giving away a smoker 55-inch TV, all courtesy of Jack Daniels and Gerhard's Appliance. All right, your reaction to the Eagles' moves, or not really non-moves. They didn't do anything in the deadline.
Not nothing.
I think it was a failure by Howie Hughes coping today. And we'll ask Seth his thoughts on that. Seth Joyner joins us next. Sunday's win, and of course, Dallas week. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94. For WIP. handle NFC East? Because the Commanders, they added a real player yesterday, right? They got Lattimore. The Eagles did nothing. So I was curious, who is the favorite right now to win the NFC East? We know these two teams have two games to go against each other, including one next Thursday night. Hugh, if you had a guess right now, over at FanDuel, the favorite to win the NFC East is who? The Commanders?
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! Fly, Eagles, fly.
That's who's the favorite.
You're right.
Y'all know what I'm saying? Because listen, I'm trying to tell you, man, you need to start listening to me.
Nope. Minus 145, Eagles, plus 110, Commanders. All right, the betting market still has the Eagles. I think they, if they got better yesterday, they'd be even bigger favorites. But that is what it is. All right, we're going to throw out some theories here in a couple minutes on what we think actually happened. Like, why? The why behind what Howie Roseman did not do. What makes the most sense? What doesn't? That's coming up. But Hugh, before we go any further, you got to do, right?
What we got to do?
Well, we got to tell everyone what we got going on here. ComboCon on the midday show.
ComboCon.
We're doing it every day for the next few weeks, giving away, ultimately, the ultimate tailgate giveaway. Thanks to our friends over at Jack Daniels and Gerhard's Appliances. So, Hugh, the grand prize winner. Yesterday, we qualified our first, you know, our first winner yesterday. Grand prize winner we picked from the winners each day. Here's what you're going to get. A Jack Daniels Yeti cooler, a cornhole set, a giant Jenga, a Gerhard smoker.
No, the smoker. That's what I want, the smoker right there. Smoke some meats.
This is going to be a new thing every day, talking
smoking,
about this.
Smoking meats.
When we found out about this, this was the thing you were the by far the most excited
about.
Yeah,
I'm kind of excited about those Jack Daniels cups, too, those glasses.
Well, they're awesome. So we have the smoker and a 55-inch TV. So
the TV's nice, too.
Of course it is.
You know, the brother ain't got. I just moved. I ain't got no... Got no furniture.
Again, we
stuff.
Talked about this. You're not eligible. you're just not eligible, man.
I'm just saying.
All right.
Man,
well,
I'm just saying.
Everyone else besides, I guess, the three of us is eligible for this prize. You guys are 215-592-949. So that's the grand prize. And every day we'll qualify someone. The winner each day, like today, will win rock glasses from Jack Daniels, water bottle, golf tee pack, playing cards, smoking chips, and a whiskey tote bag. So we got a lot here going on. 215-592-949 is the phone number to hop in on the Eagles. What's this deadline? A failure. But Hugh, today for ComboCon, you know what we're going to look for? Because you brought this one to our attention before the show today. Today we're looking for an iconic duo. So yesterday was open to anything, right? Today we're looking for people. Iconic duo could be in any realm. Doesn't have to be sports, could be anything. An iconic duo, a pairing that went together very well. Iconic duo, best one we hear today, will win the qualifying prize and then be entered for the grand prize.
Yeah, because this morning, like I told you, this morning I found out for the first time ever that the Isley brothers were from Cincinnati. I did not know that. I'm from Ohio. And I was like, wow, how did I not know that? And I know that's not a duo, because it was three brothers.
Sure.
But still, it got me thinking. I'm like, damn, what else did I didn't know? You know, and I started thinking about duos. So I had a couple that I dropped in the meeting, but I'm not going to tell y'all because y'all could probably call in here and, you know.
You don't want to take them off the board?
Yeah, I don't want to take them off the board. But, yeah, I just got to thinking about that because when you talk about, like, duos, the Isley Brothers have been around forever. Their music spans decades. And Ron Isley, if I'm not mistaken, he like 70 years old and just had a whole little baby. He on the Robert
at
De Niro
70?
Train. Yeah, he in the old ass daddy club like me. He's just like old ass dad club.
You know
so,
what?
Yeah.
That might be one of the ways we give this away. The old ass daddy club.
Who's in the old ass daddy club?
Winning answers, Hugh Douglas. All right, 215-592-9494. Was yesterday a deadline? Did Howie fail yesterday at the deadline? I think he did. Hugh's okay with it. This hour is sponsored by Popeyes. It's football season in Philly, so fly to Popeyes, fly and fill up on wings and seven delicious flavors from Popeyes. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Chris in Middletown is up. Hey, Chris.
Chris.
Happy hump day.
Happy hump day. What's up, Chris?
Let's start off first and foremost. Dallas sucks.
Indeed.
Always. Yeah. Always.
So, Hugh.
Yes.
You're off to a hell of a start today. You already you-peopled us.
Yeah, I you-peopled y'all this morning.
Right out the gate.
And right out the day after the election. Yeah, that's what I did. You-peopled.
Right away. Right away. You-people. So, I feel like today what Hugh's kind of doing is, Hugh's turned back time here. He's 2003 Hugh. So, guys, I need to know, and you know, what are we going to call Hugh today? So I got three different names, and you know, I'll leave this up for voting. So we got Standstill Douglas.
I like that one. Douglas.
Loafer Hugh. or Do Nothing Douglas. So
I like Standstill Douglas.
I like Standstill. Yeah.
Do Nothing has a good ring to it, though.
Wait a minute. Why can't I be? Why I gotta be like Standstill? Why can't I be CMB Douglas or G Money Douglas? Like we all we got. We all we need.
You know what he is? He
we all we got.
He tries to be pragmatic, and we all laugh at him. Deep thinker Douglas over here.
Am I wrong? No, I'm not.
Everyone else got better, and we stood pat.
Who's the favorite in the East?
The Eagles.
Okay, so I'm not wrong.
But the Commanders got better yesterday.
That don't mean nothing. Yeah, it does. Worried about. See, that's the problem. You and Chris looking at everybody else's grass.
On. I've been looking at the Commanders' grass since August, and everyone laughed at me. Yeah. Now they got seven wins.
You have been watching the lawn for a while.
Hugh, I got to tell you this.
What's that?
This year is what you call an intervention. The three of us are trying to, like, you know.
We're trying to help you, Hugh.
I'm trying to help y'all. Help me help y'all.
Well, let me tell you why you need help. Because when you align yourself with Howie Crickets, that's
Howie
a problem.
Crickets.
So what would have happened had this, we had that third-round pick that we threw away on Sasquatch? All right? That is now playing in my head today. Is we threw away that asset.
Well, Chris, and on top of that, before you go on, it wasn't lost on me that the Commanders used a third round pick to go get Marshawn Lattimore. So not only did we not have that to use on our needs, we helped the Commanders get better yesterday just by that.
And Howie passed on the low-lying fruit. I'm sorry, Khalil Herbert for a seventh-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
I will take him over Kenny G any day. I'll take him over Kyle's favorite running back. Any day, all right? So, guys, here's the most important thing. When you believe in a team, you invest in that team. Maybe they're trying to pull the curtain back and tell us the quiet part out loud. Did we ever consider that Howie just told us we're not good enough? It's not worth wasting more assets on this team.
Chris, I think you hit it. At least that's in my head, that is a reality here of this whole thing, that they just might have looked at their team yesterday and said, we don't think we're having a Super Bowl season. It's not now. If we get there, great, but it's not worth giving more picks for that. I think that is definitely on the table here. Chris, you got an iconic duo for us?
I do. And Hugh, sticking with you being the topic of discussion today, iconic duo is Hugh and Gummies.
It's a good one.
That's not bad.
I mean, it's a good. Now, does it rise level?
I haven't
level
had a gummy
iconic?
In a while, though.
No?
No, because I've been busy moving and stuff. But this weekend, I got me some Jack.
Ooh.
I might do the Jack and Gummies.
Well, that's another.
That's another combo.
All right. So
that's a bad combo.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
for
it
who?
Is. No, dude. You can't eat that after you drink. I'm
gonna eat the gummies before.
That's different. Okay.
Then I'm gonna sip.
You have to do that in the correct order.
Sit in there and watch whatever's on television.
This sounds like a recipe for Hugh being asleep at 8 p.m. Yeah.
Oh, it probably will. It's gonna go down early. You know what it is. That's no secret.
Early bird Douglas. All right, 215-592-9494. Combo con today. Looking for an iconic duo. Incredible prize on the line. Grand prize given away in a couple weeks. You qualify today. The ultimate tailgate giveaway, including a smoker, a 55-inch TV. It is really, it's the biggest thing we've ever given away on the Midday Show. Excited to do it. All right, so Chris brought us here. Let's go through this. He wanted to kind of peel the curtain back and try to figure out the why, right? You're always interested in the why. We all know what happened yesterday. We know the Eagles didn't do anything. All right, that's the reality of it. Now we react. But why? All right, I got four theories here on why the Eagles stood pat yesterday, all right?
Well, I like the music.
Me too. Okay, I'll throw these at you, and then you tell me which one is maybe the one you think is the most likely to be true. All right? Number one, let's go with the one that Chris Middleton just offered. Howie Roseman and the Eagles front office don't really believe they have a Super Bowl season going on, and they didn't want to invest further. It's almost a, hey, if we get there and we play well, great.
If we do, we do. If we don't, we don't.
Right, but you know, sometimes you look at it, I'll give you an example. The Lions obviously believe it's Super Bowl or bust, right? They got to go for it. Maybe the Eagles don't. So number one.
The music is awesome.
First theory is the Eagles don't really believe in their team. Theory number two. Hugh, you might like this one. They've been burned by the past. I mentioned earlier, the Eagles have been very aggressive at trade deadlines. Almost every year they're in, they go get something, right? Kevin Byard last year. You know, you got Robert Quinn in 2022, Jannard Avery in 19. You go back to 18, Golden Tate. You go back to 17. That one worked a lot. Jay Ajayi. So theory number two is they've been burned by the past, and Howie's course correcting here. Theory number three. Hugh might actually like this one the best. He just believes in the young guys, Hugh.
I think that's the one.
He wants to let his young guys play. Instead of going out and get a pass rusher, more snaps for Nolan Smith. Instead of going out and get a running back to back up Saquon, more snaps for Will Shipley.
Yeah.
In the second half of the season.
Yeah, I think that's what it is, man. This is the thing. Help me understand this, people. Help me understand because since I've been here, all I've been hearing people yell,
Howie season. Howie let Howie cook.
He didn't cook.
Howie do this, Howie do that. Okay, so the one time Howie don't prepare a meal, you immediately question and say, Howie, they lost his ever-loving mind. We need to do this, that, and the third.
I'm hungry.
Howie was the man that brought y'all to Super Bowl, isn't he?
7 years
ago. Let that man do what that man does. Let him cook.
You cooked dinner for your family last week, and no worries about this week.
Yeah, basically.
So
no, but I'm just saying.
This week instead of you ate last week?
We're going to go get some. What's that pizza place that said we're going to?
Well,
Chuck E. Cheese?
Right, we can do this.
Some Chuck E. Cheese.
We have moldy food at home.
Hold on. I was going to say we could go to Popeyes. This hour is sponsored by Popeyes.
Popeyes!
That'd be great.
Still ain't dropped off no chicken.
Not yet. All right, Hugh, I knew you would go. I have one more theory here. One more theory. This one might hit in the ribs, right?
Okay.
So Jalen Hurts has played better. I think we'd all agree on that. But it's also come while the Eagles are throwing the football less and less. They're asking him to do less and less, and they're all excited.
Is throwing the ball less and less?
Who's that?
What's that guy named in Detroit? Goff. He ain't throwing it a whole lot.
Yeah, because
they got two running backs.
Yeah, and they're blowing teams out.
They're sitting on leads.
That's what I mean.
they're sitting on
leads. Three touchdowns. Okay.
They're not going for two.
Not as much as they used to. Okay. So theory number four is Howie Roseman is saving his picks because the Eagles, deep down, are one if the next year or two, they got to go draft another quarterback.
Now, I did bring that up yesterday, maybe, you know, when we were talking about trading for Michael Parsons. I don't think that they're there yet, Joe. But what you're saying, I mean, you're always playing chess as a football team.
You got to think ahead.
You're always playing chess. There might be some truth to that because we are, as far as quarterbacks are concerned, no. If you feel like you don't have that guy, you got to pay him. This is the same thing that Kirk Cousins went through when he was with the Commanders. Like, they didn't know. They franchised him twice, and then they decided to let him go, and then eventually they got their quarterback. Might be something similar with Jalen, and they might want to try to hedge their bets a little bit in the next couple seasons. They might want to get one and try to groom him. You know, because quarterbacks have the especially now, they eat up so much of the cap. You might want to try to move on from one before you actually have to re-up another one.
I think it's certainly on the table. All right, Kyle, what do you think of the four theories why the Eagles did nothing yesterday? Number one, they don't really believe they got a Super Bowl team, so why invest? Number two, Howie's been burned by the past with some of these acquisitions in season. He said, I'm not doing it anymore. Number three, they just believe in the young guys and they think they're going to keep getting better. Or number four, he's saving his picks because he thinks down the line he may need to use them for a big swing.
So I'm not questioning the validity of any of these theories, but if any of them are actually true, baloney, nonsense, get out of here with all that. I don't want to hear that he's been burned, especially the last two times.
Afraid of love again.
Yeah, you don't go up to the plate down 0-2 and just sit there looking. You got to swing, man. You don't let your past failures hurt you in the future. I mean, if Howie gave up on wide receivers after drafting Jalen Reagor here, and he doesn't go get A.J. Brown. You know what I mean? Like, you got to keep trying, man. There had to have been opportunities out there. Just based on what I saw from all these other teams, it feels like we're the ones that kind of dropped the ball here.
If I had to guess the true answer, like if one of these theories is actually spot on, I think they told us yesterday they don't really believe they have a Super Bowl team this year.
No, I don't believe that.
But if you have a Super Bowl team, I'm sorry. No. But I didn't. No. No, listen, hold on. I didn't say it. They said it.
No, but you suggested it. Well, I don't believe that.
I'm going off of what
suggestion.
They told me.
No.
The actions speak louder than words.
No,
their
that's
actions,
not true.
They folded their hands. You know what they said? They said, Hugh thinks he's going to New Orleans. He's not.
They hit me with the ha-ha.
If they believed they had a Super Bowl team, they would have added 215-592-9494. All right, what do you come down to the trade deadline? Did Howie Roseman, was it a failure yesterday? I believe it was. You have a 6-2 team. Every team in the NFL, 6-2 or better, added something real yesterday or over the last couple weeks. Like, they added to try to get to the Super Bowl. The Eagles stood pat. Stand Pat Hugh over here, one of the new Hughes we got today. He's fine with it.
I'm G-Money Hugh. We all we got. We all we
I
need.
I like Do Nothing Douglas.
Do Nothing Douglas. That one really
got a good ring to it.
I feel it.
Yeah, you should.
And when we get to March and we do the bracket of Hughes, that one might be a high seed.
Do Nothing Douglas.
Actually, the more Hughes that we develop here, the more difficult it's going to be for the committee.
The seeding is tough.
The seeding's going to be hard. Kyle and I are going to go into a lab. We might take a couple days off. Where are you guys in February? You're off all the time. I'm just seeding.
Figure out who the hell we working with today.
Just early, I think Told You So Douglas is a one seed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an old school like Duke with Krzyzewski. Yeah. That's a big one. Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Hey, Joe, Kyle, what's up, man?
Hey, Terrence.
First of all,
I want to say, I told Kyle, Howie got out Howie yesterday. He either feels like he has a team, that the team's okay, or they feel like they don't have a, like you said, though, they feel like they don't have a Super Bowl contender this year. The fact of the matter is, if you're a team that's on the rise, that they have a chance to go to the Super Bowl, or you're a contender, they all made moves yesterday. They made a couple moves.
Mm-hmm.
Lions made a move. The Washington Redskins made the Commodores made a move, but they went and got Lattimore. Lattimore is a shutdown cornerback, somebody that you can put on AJ or Smitty. And the fact of the matter is, Howie, you got to think about this. We should have made a move. Like, I don't feel good about our wide receiver position. Look at, like, right now, for example, if AJ goes down or Smitty goes down, we're absolutely done. We're done. And AJ already dealing with an injury. I don't feel confident. If Smitty or AJ get hurt for the season, we're not going to survive. We're going to go to Super Bowl. We're not even win the playoff game.
Well, I mean, Terrence, we saw this earlier this season, right? Week two, week three, yeah. When we didn't have AJ, and then we didn't have Devontae or AJ. They couldn't move the football.
Pedestrian.
Yeah.
We're a pedestrian. And if you feel like Huff is going to pan out into this rising, budding superstar already in week eight, week nine, you're crazy. You got to be smoking something. Howie, like, I don't know what you thought this is. It's like the Phillies. I said this yesterday. It's like the Philadelphia Phillies. We're just going to not do nothing. We feel like we're good with our team. And I come back to bite us because we got Dotson, who has two catches on a year. Yeah. He reminds me of Watkins right now. We're not even using our slot receiver. And I think that's going to bite us if we come down with a major injury. I feel like we should have made a move. I feel like Howie got out Howie yesterday. I think he waited, and he got out Howie. And I think the Commanders made themselves more dangerous and more potent. And those two games are going to be critical, and we're going to see how that Lattimore pick, how the Lattimore trade comes to fruition.
I think you're right. The Commanders definitely got better yesterday, Terrence. And Lattimore's the kind of corner, if he's healthy, he can make a difference.
Detroit.
Detroit got better. And we could have beat them to Za'Darius Smith. They gave up a 5 and a 6. It wasn't like they gave up, like, you know, a 3. Like, then you could say, all right, that might be a lot. That, you know, he's a red. No, they gave up.
I feel great with our young guys, but. Who's on that defensive line? Who's going to be a budding star to shut down that pass rush to close out a game during the playoffs?
Bryce Huff.
I know I sound good and crazy right now because he didn't play because his hand was hurt.
Mm.
This is a joke, frankly.
I mean, I still believe in him. Matter of fact, when these prop bets come out.
Drink some miracle juice, some potent juice for the rest of the season.
All I got to do is call me. I get him right. I get him right.
Well, then get out there, Coach Douglas. We're trying to win football games. All right, Terrence, give us an iconic duo for today's prize.
Man, yesterday on a Thanksgiving and football, y'all got me. But this one, man, this is iconic.
No, you got yourself in trouble.
y'all took it the wrong way.
Hold up, Ted. We didn't put words in your mouth. You said what you said.
No, I'm talking about the lady cooking.
You triggered a whole lot of women.
I didn't mean it like that.
Okay, well, go ahead and apologize right now. Apologize.
I ain't mean like that.
Sorry, partner.
How do you eat the food?
All right, what do you got today? Iconic duo today.
Chewie and Han Solo.
Oh, that's a good one.
What was it?
Hans and Chewie, Chewbacca.
Hans and Chewbacca.
That's a good one. Way to bounce back.
Terrence, good one.
You put all the women in the kitchen yesterday.
Yeah,
on election
That was a disaster.
It's called walking that back.
Just walk it back a tiny bit. Hey, Terrence, I just want to let you know, man, the mean and hurtful tweets I got about you and the names that these folks was calling you on my timeline. Woo! It was rough.
Did you defend your boy, Terrence?
Uh-uh.
No. You let him just hang in the
wind. Oh,
I mean, he didn't know it until I said something, but they was letting him have it.
Oh no, I think Terrence knew right away that was maybe.
He said, "I need him in the kitchen making me a plate."
You ever say something and then immediately realize I said that the wrong way? I think that happened.
No, that never happens to me.
No, never.
Uh-uh.
Not on this show.
I would have rolled him until he told me no
all the time. But boy, I tell you, them text messages was coming in like, what did he say? Yeah, make your own damn plate, Terrence.
Donald and Chester, what's up, Donald?
Good morning.
What's going on, Donald?
I'm chilling, fellas. I'm just sitting here listening to y'all bust it up on here. You know what I'm saying? My only concern about yesterday for why, you know, how we didn't make any moves
But my concern is on the opposite side of Josh Sweat. Now, that's Nolan Smith and Bryce Huff, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now Nolan is coming on, but I don't know if he's really ready for a offensive coordinator to attack that side of the field in the running game.
Well, Donald, I agree. And then also, how is he going to do against the best offenses, right? It's one thing to take on the Giants and the Browns and the Jaguars. Like, it feels like we're diving all in here with these guys off of some games against some bad teams.
Yeah, that was the only, that was my main, because, and also too, was the other thing is that Detroit doesn't have to change up anything because of Jared Goff, in the pass game, because they're going to run the football, and he's going to, I think Ike said yesterday about what? He's averaging what, like 25 attempts?
He is, and they've been so efficient because he's completing like 20 of them. It's crazy. Like, they only throw 25, but he completes 20 of them.
Yeah, so I think maybe Lori and them need to, dial it back with what they want to do as far as their philosophy, because Detroit's on their way. So, I mean, besides that, as far as our team, I think, yes. I do believe that now. I do believe that we got
a shot.
Shot in the world. Yeah,
we got a shot, man.
We got a shot, but we could have had a better shot if we added something yesterday.
Exactly.
Sometimes we got to be patient, Grasshopper.
That's my concern. That is my concern right there on that side of the defensive line. That's the only issue.
No, Donald, me too, man. I'm with you. All right, Donald, give us an iconic duo for today's prize. What do you got?
Man, listen. I'm going to go with Mike Jordan and Scottie Pippen.
Ooh, that's good.
Oh, that's a good one.
That one was, as iconic as that you could find in the 90s in terms of basketball. I like it. MJ and Pippen. All right, 215-592-9494. We need an iconic duo for your chance to enter the grand prize giveaway. It's CumboCon all week, giving away a Smoker 55-inch TV, all courtesy of Jack Daniels and Gerhard's Appliance. All right, your reaction to the Eagles' moves, or not really non-moves. They didn't do anything in the deadline.
Not nothing.
I think it was a failure by Howie. Hughes coping today. And we'll ask Seth his thoughts on that. Seth Joyner joins us next. Sunday's win, and of course, Dallas week. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.